There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. Seems just as a way of describing where this miracle is going to take place. But that idea of a wedding is very important. Because all of Scriptures is bookcased by two weddings. In Genesis, we have the wedding of Adam and Eve at the moment of their creation. God blessing them in that very life as husband and wife. That natural call, so to say. But what happens is as we go through the Scriptures, we see that it is meant to be elevated to the very point where we hit Revelation. It is now the wedding of the Lamb of God to all of the elect, all of the saints, to which we call heaven. And so we see in the process of Scripture where one, that very natural level, is being changed to something even greater. By the time we hit the end of the Scriptures, when we hit the culmination of being with God, we're entering into the mystical wedding. All of us being joined with God, united for all eternity. And now the thing is, to go from one end to the other, we need God to interact. We need God to come to us. We need God to be married to us. And so it's appropriate in this very light that Jesus performs His first miracle at a wedding. Because this miracle is to usher forth the very truth that He is God. Because for someone to take one substance of water and to change it into something totally different is only an act of God. Is only what we would call a miracle. And in that very part, then what it is stating is that God has now been joined to us. That Jesus, who works this miracle, is God. His divine life has been joined to our humanity, unified, together as one, in a way, married. Divine nature to the human nature, in which we call the one person, the divine person of Jesus Christ. And my brothers and sisters, then, as we see this very unity, what God is wanting to do is have this unity with you and me. That's why He comes to earth. He doesn't come to earth just to change water into wine. No, He's seeking something far greater. He's wanting to change you and me. He's wanting to encounter us so that our hearts, our souls may be transformed, may be elevated, may be given divine life. Because as we heard in Isaiah, the Lord looks at you and says, "My delight." He looks at you and rejoices. Because He desires to be with you. He desires to encounter you. To be close to you. As if He was just as close to Adam and Eve before they fell. Because in that relationship, He walked with Adam and Eve hand in hand. Which is why He was born among us then. That when we had sinned, that when we had rejected that very truth of being His delight, of being His very joy, He didn't stop delighting in us. But rather, He made that even more evident when He became one of us. Seeking to walk with us once again. Coming after us, to pull us out of our sinfulness, to change us into something better, to give us His divine life. And my brothers and sisters, it has been like this from the very moment we were conceived. He looked at us, and as our builder started to create us, and to simply delight in each and every single one of us. That's why we're a pro-life church. Because God, at the very moment of our conception, delighted in us. And as we sit here right now, whether we are 3 years old or 74 years old, He continues to delight in us at every single moment of our life until our natural death, when we enter into then that mystical wedding of heaven. But it is God always wanting to encounter you and me, wanting to pour His delight, His love that is, His grace, His virtue into our hearts. He never stops. But as I stand here, I don't always receive it. That's my sinfulness. To reject the very delight of God. To reject His very grace, His very love, His very virtue that He wants to bestow upon me. That He wants to put in my heart. But maybe it's not even at times that I reject it. It's maybe at times too that I just take it for granted. That I don't realize at times, at this very moment, at this very Mass, God is wanting to encounter me. Not because I'm just a priest, but because He delights in me. And I hope you understand at this very moment, He delights in you and wants to encounter you. He wants to be able to take your heart and fill it with His grace, with His love, so that you may know you are His joy. You are His delight. Because that's why He will take bread and wine and have it changed into His body and blood, His soul and divinity. That He will become present for you and me so that He can touch our hearts. That He can encounter us. That He can truly say, you know what, I want to be so close to you. I delight so much in you that I want you to receive me and become one with me. To be married in that spiritual unity of God walking with us. And my brothers and sisters, this is the great joy of the Mass. God delighting in you. Rejoicing in your presence and wanting you to be able to receive Him who wants to touch your heart, who wants to not only just touch it, but to elevate it. Because yes, He can change water into wine. He can change bread and wine into His body and blood. But what He really wants to change is my heart and your heart so that we always receive Him. His grace, His love. That we always are united with Him, encountering Him, being married to Him every single day here on earth and forever in heaven. May we, through this Eucharist, through this encounter with the Lord who delights in us, truly seek this day and every day to receive His grace and be one with Him and become His saints in heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.